Today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem Aleph, and we are three lines from the top of daf Mem Aleph, Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah Basmecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, and Baruch Bendit ben Devorah Hinda. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Chanina ben Shloima Yeruchim Halevi. So we're in the middle of a sugya. We have very, very little bit left. And that is the sugya of an Esrig and a Luluf and a Hadas and an Arava Shel Shvius. The Gemara that we're in the middle of was a machlokes between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. So anything that grows during the year of Shvius has Kedusha Shvius. And like all forms of Hekdesh, one can transfer the Kedusha of Shvius onto another item. So just like if you have something that's real Hekdesh, the halacha is you can transfer the Kedusha from the Hekdesh onto something else. If you have Maisa Sheni, you could transfer the Kedusha from the Maisa Sheni onto money. So too, when it comes to Kedusha Shvius, the halacha is you could transfer the Kedusha from the item that grew on Shvius onto something else. Stating that, the Gemara brought a machloikis between Rabbi Laz and Rabbi Yochanan in terms of how one can transfer the Kedusha of Peri Shvius. Rabbi Laz said, "Ein Shvius mischalelas elo derech mekach." The only way you can transfer Peri's that have Kedusha Shvius is derech mekach. So that if you would sell the Peri's of Shvius, get money in exchange, then the Kedusha would transfer from the Peiros onto the money. However, if you simply want to exchange and transfer the Kedusha in the old-fashioned way by being mechalel the Kedusha, that's not something you'd be able to do. So if somebody has Peiros Shvius, he has money, he says, "I want the Kedusha to transfer from the Peiros onto the money," says Rabbi Lazar, you can't do that. Rabbi Yochanan argued. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, bein derech mekach, ubein derech ilo, you could transfer Kedusha Shvius in the same way you can transfer all Kedusha, which is Derech Mekach, for sure, but also Derech Hilo. You don't have to sell it. If you want to simply be Mechalel the Kedusha onto something else, the halach is that in and of itself would be okay. The Gemara said, my time with the Rabbi Yochanan, the Pasuk says, Ki Yovel hi Kodesh ti Elochem. Yovel is like Kodesh. Just like Hekdesh, you could be Mechalel both Al Yedei Mekach and Al Yedei Chilul. So to Shvius is going to be the same way. What does Rabbi Lazar hold? Gzeiras HaKasa. Because immediately after the parish of Shvius, the Torah talks about Oina. And it says, V'chisim keru mimker la misecho, oikonomi adam misecho, al toinu v'shesach. The Torah talks about buying, the Torah talks about selling. And we learn from here, from the smichos between the parish of Shvius to the parish of Mekach u'memka, that the only way you can transfer Kedusha Shvius is derech Mekach u'memkar. Bottom line, according to Rabbi Lazar, the only way to transfer Kedusha Shvius is derech Mekach u'memkar. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you could transfer derech Mekach u'memkar. You could transfer it derech Hillel. There's no difference between Kedusha Shvius and any other Kedusha. In fact, ki yovel hi kodesh ti alochem, it's treated like ordinary Hekdesh. And then the Gemara said, Tanya kavase de Rabbi Lazar and Tanya kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara brought two braisos that discussed being transferring Kedusha Shvius. One of the braises seemed to support Rabbi Lazar, and the other braises seemed to support Rabbi Yochanan. The braisa that supported Rabbi Lazar mentioned laws with regards to transferring Kedusha Shvius, and then it said, Hoketzad. So how do you do it? Lokach b'peirish Shvius, Basar. If somebody takes peirish Shvius and he buys meat with it, Elu ve'elu mesbarim b'shvius. They both have Kedusha Shvius. If somebody would then take the Basar that has Kedusha Shvius and he would buy fish, Yotza Basar, the Basar wouldn't be Kodesh anymore, v'nichnas u'dagim. Now the fish would have the Kedusha. If someone took the fish and he bought wine, so the fish, the Kedusha will transfer from the fish onto the wine. If somebody takes the wine and he buys oil, the Kedusha is going to transfer for the wine onto the oil. Haketz said, Achren, Achren, Nichnas Bishvias. But the point is, when the Braisa discussed this concept of transferring Kedushas Shvias, it talks about Lokach, Lokach, Lokach. Why are we talking about buying? Keep it simple. You simply transferred it. Derech Hillel, says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi to Rabbi Lazar. This is clearly a riot to Rabbi Lazar that the only way that you can transfer Kedusha Shvius is Derech Mekach. Then the Gemara brought a Tanya Kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan with a braisa that says, Echad Shvius, the Echad Meiser Sheni, Mischalin al Behema, Chaya Va'oif. And then a Machloikis Ramei and the Chachamim. What about a live animal? But the point is, the Lashon of the braisa. Echad Shvius, that's what we need. The Echad Meiser Sheni, Mischalin. Mischalin is is a lashon chilul. So the Gemara said this is a braisa that supports the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that you can transfer kedusha shvius al yudei chilul. So on that note, says the Gemara, three lines from the top of daf mem aleph amir aleph amir Ravashi. Ravashi commented on this machloikis amirom, and he said machloikis the pre rishon. The machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a pre rishon as in a kli rishon. Which means a pre that grew from the ground. It's the original, authentic fruit that has kedusha shvius. Avol b'pri sheni. But if somebody would take a fruit that grew on shvius, he would then transfer it onto another peri. So the peri that you have is a pre sheni. It's the kli sheni, so to speak. Divrei Hakol, everybody would agree that if you want to now transfer the kedusha from the pre sheni onto something else, bein derech mekach, bein derech hil. You can do it derech mekach, and you can do it derech hil. So the whole machloikis, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, or better, the whole chiddush of Rabbi Elazar, that the only way that you can transfer kedusha shvius is derech mekach, that's if you're dealing with a pre rishi, dealing with the fruit that has the original kedusha shvius. But if you're dealing already with something that only has kedusha shvius because you transferred it at that point, from there moving forward, you can transfer it however you want. You can do it derech mekach, and you can do it derech hil. And Rashi says that pashup shat, and what Ravashi is saying is, because Rabbi Elazar learned his halacha from a gzeiras hakasef, from the fact that the Torah put the parasha of shvius right next to the parasha of the chisim kerumemka. As a result, Rabbi Elazar felt that the ikar parasha of shvius is obviously talking about a pre-rishon, something that grew from the ground. So it's only regarding the pre-rishon that we have the drasha that says that the only way you can transfer it is derech mekach u'memka. But as it relates to a pre-sheni, you wouldn't have this halach anymore. But the Gemara asks Akasha. We had a braisa that was Tanya Kavase the Rabbi Elazar. What was the braisa? Where somebody's transferring Peiro Shvius, and then he transfers it again, and he transfers it again, and then again, and again, and again. And every single time the braisa said it, it said lokach. Lokach this with that, and then he took the meat, and he bought fish, and then he took the fish, and he bought wine, he took the wine, he bought oil. Says the Gemara, it says in the braisa then, lokach, 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 if Rabashi's gerecht, that even Rabbi Elazar, who holds derech mekach, it's only regarding the pre-rishon. But once you're up to the pre-sheni, you don't need lokach anymore. So why did the braisa say lokach every single time it discussed the transfer? Bishloim, the first time, I understand. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. The only way you could transfer the kedusha shvius is if it's similar to the chisim kerumemka lam yisechel. But once you transfer it the first time, every additional lokach, at that point you could do it erech il as well. So zokta gemar, oh, diktani lokach, lokach. So why did the braisa then say lokach, lokach? I did the tani reisha, lokach, tani nam yisefa lokach. Because this braisa is again, the Tanya Kavasi the Rabbi Elazar. It obviously holds like Rabbi Elazar that the original pre can only be transferred derech mekach. So obviously, the first transfer of the braisa needs to be in the context of a lokach. So once we mention lokach for the first transfer, we mention lokach for all the additional transfers. However, it's technically a little bit of a misnomer. It doesn't have to be lokach. Once you transfer the kedusha onto a prisheni, at that point, you can continue transferring the kedusha, even derech hilul, even according to Rabbi Elazar. But the Gemara says, Eisevei Rabina l'Ravashi. Ravina esto shtarka kashan Ravashi. From a toisefto in Mesechta Shvius. Mishi yesh leisalo shal Shvius. So the braisa begins with somebody that had money that was Shvius. Now, money doesn't grow on the ground. So obviously, if you have money shal Shvius, it means you had Peiro Shvius and you transferred the Kedusha from the Peiros onto the money. So this money now has in it Kedusha, a very unique Kedusha, Kedusha Shvius. Upikesh likach boichalik. And this person wanted to buy a shirt with it. Now, the halacha, one of the technical halachas in Hilchos Shvius is that you're not allowed to buy a shirt using money of shvius for whatever reason, but this person wants this. Okay, so yasa, what should he do? So the Bryson gives this person an etza. He should go to the person that he usually buys things from. But and she tell him, "Tainli besela peiros. I want to give you money in exchange. Will you give me peiros?" And he does it, meaning he buys peiros. The chayzer for imeloy, and then he goes back to the chenveni and he says, "Peiros halolun asunul chavim matana. I'm giving you these peiros b'matana." Wink, wink. For who Imaloy Halachasalazuba Matana. And he gives him back the money bimatana. Valolekh Bemasha Yirza. And he can then go and he can buy whatever he wants with it. In other words, this person had money of shvius. He wanted to buy a shirt. He had no way of buying a shirt. So the braisa gives him an etza to kasher the money, so to speak, where he can somehow take this money, no longer have it be subject to this rule that you can't buy a shirt with it. How do you do that? You buy fruit with it. Then you take the fruit and you give it to the chenveni as a gift. He gives you the money back as a gift. And by the time you're done, this money that you have now is okay to buy a shirt with it. We just need one thing. We don't have to get into the details of why this works and how this works. But v'hocha de prisheinihu. This price is started with a prisheini. How do you know that? Because it started with a sela. A sela is by definition a prisheini. The sela doesn't grow in the ground. So obviously it got its kedusha shvias through some sort of transfer. This still, v'ktani derech nekach and derech iloloi. And the Brisa said that how do you transfer? The way to transfer is by going to the chenveni and buying fruit with it. Why do you have to buy fruit with it? If the idea is to try to get its kedusha off the money, then what do you need a mekach for? Why can't you simply transfer it? So said Ravina, must be, because we're going according to Shita's Rabbi Lazar. This must be like the Tanya Kavasi to Rabbi Lazar, that it has to be derech mekach. The problem is here we're dealing with a prisheini. So Ravina told Rav Ashi that you see from here that even by a prisheini, you have the halach of derech mekachin, derech iloloi. Because if you could do a derech ilo, why go to your chenveni? Just, you can literally stay in your own house and figure it all out. Take money and transfer it. You have to buy something. Vaisdois, it has to be derech mekach, even though we're dealing with a prisheini. Must be that Rav Elazar, who said derech mekach, said it even by a prisheini. So the Gemara says, Elam Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi told Ravina, you're right. I have to tweak what I originally said. Meaning, machloikis be prisheini. The machloikis between Rav Elazar, Rav Yechanan was by a prisheini. Meaning, Rav Elazar holds derech mekach even by the prisheini. And Rabbi Yochanan holds a prisheini doesn't have to be derech mekach. A pre-rishon, as it relates to the first peri, tivri akol derech mekach in derech iloloi. As it relates to the original pre, even Rabbi Yochanan is going to agree to the exeris akasiv of Rabbi Elazar, to the smichos between the parasha of Shvias and the parasha of the chisimkru memkel amisecha, and he's going to hold that the only way you could transfer it is derech mekach. You cannot transfer derech ilo. So the Gemara says, one problem. We had a Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. What was the Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan? Echad Shvias, the Echad Maise Sheini, Mischalalin. So you see clearly you could do it as chilos. So the Gemara says, Vadik Tani, Echad Shvias, Echad Maise Sheini, my Shvias, the May Shvias. It doesn't mean the original Shvias, it doesn't mean the pre-Rishon. It means the money that you have because you transferred Kedusha Shvias onto it. It means a pre-Sheini. And the Gemara says, it's clear that way, because Eloi Tei Mahachi, Meiser, Mamish. Can you say that when the Braisa says Meiser, it means Meiser, Mamish? The Gemara says it's actually Muchach that way. Sometimes a teretz like this would be a forced teretz because we're boxed into a corner, so we have no choice but to say something. But the Gemara says this is actually not a forced teretz, because the Braisa mentioned two things. Echad Shvias ve'echad Meiser Sheni. Mischalun. You could be Mechal. On what? Al Behemo. Chaya va'oif, machlokes whether dafka a shachut or even on a chay. Now you can't be mechalal ma'isa sheni on a behemo. The only way to be mechalal kedushas ma'isa sheni is on money, and not just any money. It has to be kesef tzuri. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Kesef sheyesh bo tzuro. So says the Gemara. What's pashup shan in the brisa? Oh, the teretz must be that the brisa is not talking about the original ma'isa sheni, but rather it's talking about a klisheni. It's talking about a pre-sheni. It's talking about something that got its kedushas ma'isa sheni from something else. Then you're not bound by the halacha anymore of kesef tzuri. That's when you would have the halacha that you can transfer the kedusha even to an animal. Oh, but you see that the meiser part of the brisa is talking about where it's a pre-sheni. Yeshloimar, the shvius part of the brisa is also talking about where it's a pre-sheni. So what did Rav Ashi say? Lemaskana, the first part of today's daf, that this machlokes Rav Elazar and Rav Yochanan, whether you can be mechalal kedusha shvius in the old-fashioned way, or it has to dafke be derech mekach, this machlokes was only regarding a pre-sheni, meaning something that has kedusha shvius, because it grew in the ground during Shvias, Kula Alma Moidi, Rabbi Lazar, and even Rabbi Yochanan agree, the only way you could transfer that Kedusha is Derech Mekach, Zeres HaKasim, you can't do it Derech Hill. The whole Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan, the whole second part of yesterday's daf was only in a gay when you have a pre-Sheini, where you have something that attained its Kedusha Shvias because it transferred from somewhere else. Now you want to transfer it again. Now we have a Rabbi Yochanan Shita that you could do a derech ilo, because it says in the Torah, ki yoyveli kodesh tiyolochem, and just like kodesh you could do derech ilo, this you can do as well. Zok de Mishnah vayte barishoino, in the olden days, hayelulav nitel b'mikdash shiva u'b'medina yoyim echad. So the lulav, the dalet minim, were taken in the Beis HaMikdash 7 days, u'b'medina, and outside of the Beis HaMikdash only 1 day. Shechar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, hiskim Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai made a takana, sheyehei lulav nitel b'medina shiva, zeichel HaMikdash, that you should take the lulav, you should take the dalet minim, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash 7 days, as a zecher to what was once the halacha in the Beis HaMikdash. Additionally, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a second takana. He said, v'sheyehe yoyim hanaf kulo yasser. He made a takana that the 16th day of Nisan, which is the day that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, the Karban Oimer was brought, you should not be able to eat from the Tvua HaKadosh. We'll see what that means in a second. But the first part of the Mishnah, which is the Sukkis part of the Mishnah, discusses the halacha of Dalad Minim, the way it once was, and the way it is today. So once upon a time, as we've mentioned many times throughout Perek Lulav HaGazal, there were two dinim, so to speak, in the mitzvah of Dalad Minim. Ulakachtem lechem b'yoyim harishoyin, and usmachtem lefnei Hashem olekechem shivas yomim. Begvulin, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah was to take Dalad Minim only one day. In lefnei Hashem, if you were in the presence of the Shekhinah, usmachtem lefnei Hashem olekechem shivas yomim. And this is the way it was, until Churban Beis HaMikdash. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana. He wanted that the Yidden should remember the Beis HaMikdash. They should remember that once upon a time there was a mitzvah to take Dalad Minim for 7 days. So he instituted that even though there's no Beis HaMikdash right now, but still every Yid, no matter where he is, B'chol Mokrim Shehu, should take Dalad Minim 7 days simply as a Zecher LeMikdash. Zok Tegemar. Minol Davdina Zecher LeMikdash. How do you know that there's an Inyan to do things Zecher LeMikdash? In other words, Dalad Minim, after the first day of Sukkot, we take simply Zecher LeMikdash. So in Chutz Laaretz, you take it on the second day because of a Sveik of the Yoimah. Maybe it's the first day. But for sure, from day three, and in Eretz Yisrael, even from day two, straight through Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, all the Dalad Minim that we take is a Derabbanan, and it's not just any Derabbanan. It's Zecher LeMikdash, to remember the fact that in the Beis HaMikdash there was Dalad Minim for 7 days. So the Gemara says, what's the Makar? How do you know that you're supposed to make a Zecher LeMikdash? There's no pasuk in the Torah that says this. There's no pasuk in Nach that says it either. So the question is, what's the source to this halacha that you're supposed to make a Zecher LeMikdash? So the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said to Amakra, Chazal knew it from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. It's in Perek Lamed, pasuk Yod Zayin. The pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's talking, Ki ale aruchalach. Hashem says, I'm going to heal you, Klal Yisrael, from all your wounds. Umimakoy sayich erpa'ich. And from your makos, from your claps, erpoich, I'm going to send you a refuah. Kinidacha karulach, because the Ummah Yisraelim are saying that you've been pushed away, you've been cast away. Tzion hi, and tzion doiresh ein lo, has nobody seeking her. Said Rabbi Yochanan, you know what you see from the very end of this pasuk? Tzion hi doiresh ein lo, mechlal debay drisha. You see this, an inyan that really is supposed to be doiresh tzion. It sounds like Doirish Einla is a bad thing. It's a tfiya. Zaisto is really michlal daba yidrisha, and therefore we make things and we do mitzvah zeichel mikdash, because by doing that, what we're fulfilling is the mitzvah to be doirish tzion. We'll see more about this in the Rei. Additionally, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made another takana, which has nothing to do with the takana of Dalad Minim 7 days, Bigvulim, and that is, he instituted Vishneyehe Yoim Hanaf Kulayasa. So for the next short Gemara, we just need a tiny bit of an introduction, and that is, once upon a time, Bisman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYikayim, and there were karbonos that were brought, there was a special carbon that was brought on Tez Zayin Nisan. This is the second day Pesach. So on Tez Zayin Nisan, there was a very special carbon brought. It was a carbon mincha, and it was known as the Minchas HaOimer, the carbon Oimer. And the purpose of the Karban Omer wasn't so much to be Miratza Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather the purpose of the Karban Omer was to be Mater. It was Mater the Tfua HaKadosh. So there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, V'lechem, V'koli, V'charmel, Lo Yisoy Chelu, Ad Etzem Ayoy Mazeh, Ad Aviyachem, As Karban Alekechem, Chukas Oilom, V'doy Reisechem, V'chom Moish Reisechem. A Yid was not allowed to eat from the Tfua HaKadosha until he brought a carbon. Which carbon? The carbon Omer. So all the Tfua HaKadosha, all the new crops that Yidden were eagerly awaiting to be able to benefit from, they were not allowed to until the carbon Omer was brought. Stating that, the Gemara Masechtas Menachos says that there seems to be a contradiction in the pasuk. On the one hand, the pasuk says, "V'lechem v'koli v'charmel lo yisoichlu ad etzem ayoyim hazeh." It sounds like that you're not allowed to eat it until Yoyim Hazeh, which is referring to Tez Zayin Nisan. But once it's Tez Zayin Nisan, if it's Heir Pnei Mizrach, as long as the sun rises, it's Alois HaShachar, it's Netzach Hamo, at that point you'd be able to eat it. But then the pasuk says the next words, "Ad haviyachem as karben alekeichem." It's not enough that it's etzem ayyim azeh, but you actually have to bring the carbon. So the Gemara asks the kasha, which one is it? Is it v'lechem v'koli v'chamel lo yisoichlu ad etzem ayyim azeh?
Or is it the lechem v'kali v'kama lo yisoichlu ad aviyachem as karbon alekechem? And the Gemara says like kasha. Kam bezman she beis hamikdash ha-yukayin, kam bezman she ein beis hamikdash kayin. When there was a beis hamikdash, the karbon oimer was what was matter the tfuah ha-kadosh. But once the beis hamikdash was charef, if there's no beis hamikdash, so you don't have the karbon, then you wake up in the morning, tezai nisan, at that point you're already allowed to eat from the tfuah ha-kadosh. So it's with that background, that when there's a beis hamikdash, you needed the carbon oimer to be matter the tefuah hakadosha. But when there was no beis hamikdash, at etzim hayom hazeh, as long as it was tezayin nisan, you were allowed to eat from the tefuah hakadosha. Said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, sheyehe yom hanafku lo yosa. I'm instituting that now that the second beis hamikdash was charev, I want that on tezayin nisan you shouldn't be able, you should not be able to eat from the tefuah hakadosha. Meaning, even though there's no carbon now, so if there's no carbon, technically at etzim hayom hazeh, you should be able to eat from it already. It doesn't matter. The halacha is going to be you're not allowed. The Gemara says, my time. What was that all about? Because meheri yibana beis hamikdash. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was concerned or hopeful that the Beis HaMikdash would be built immediately. V'yomru, you know what's going to happen. People are going to say, Ishtaken milo yachalnu beheir mizrach. If the minig is going to be, now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, people are going to wake up in the morning and they're going to immediately eat from the Tfuah Chadasha. So what's going to be the following year? When there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash, people are going to wake up in the morning, they're going to do what they did the year before, what they did the year before that, and they're going to continue to eat meheir mizrach. Sa'ash tenami nechel. And they're going to do the same thing. V'inu layadeh, but they're not going to know. Ishtaken li have a Beis HaMikdash heir mizrach hitter. Yeah, lastly, there was no Beis HaMikdash. Say, hey, your Mizrach was matter, but hash the Dika Beis HaMikdash. Now that the Beis HaMikdash, Oimer matter, it's the carbon Oimer that's matter. So the Gemara says, the Ivni Emas, this concerned Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai had. Meaning, he said that if you're going to follow the halacha, which is you're going to eat from the carbon Oimer once it's Heir Pnei Mizrach, and you're not going to wait, maybe when the Beis HaMikdash is built, you're going to wake up first thing in the morning and you're going to end up eating before the carbon's going to be brought. This concern happened when? Meaning, when was the Beis HaMikdash built? Elim Ibn Bishitz, is it talking about the Beis HaMikdash was built on the 16th? Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash was on Tezayin Nisan, the Beis HaMikdash was built. That means you wake up in the morning, Tezayin Nisan, there was no Beis HaMikdash yet. However, during the day, Tezayin Nisan, the Beis HaMikdash was built. And this is what Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai is saying. This year, people will have woken up in the morning and eaten already, and that's a problem. Gemara says, no, Hari hit the Eripanei Mizrach. That's actually not a problem, because if you woke up Tezayin Nisan and there was no Beis HaMikdash, even if the Beis HaMikdash is built a few hours later, but once it was Eripanei Mizrach, at that point, you were allowed to eat from it. Elo de'ivni b'chamesa. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's concern was, if the Beis HaMikdash will be built on the 15th day. Now, the next day, there was already a Beis HaMikdash from the previous day. The Heir Pnei Mizrach of the 16th day wasn't matter the Tfuah HaKadosha. Now you need the carbon. Last year, you ate first thing in the morning. This year, you'll also eat first thing in the morning. But the Gemara says, I hear that. But Michatzai Sayyoy Mulahalan Tishri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai then would have been Tafas the Meruba when he made his Takana. Because really, all he had to do was say that you shouldn't be able to eat on the Yoyim Hanaf up until Chatzos. But from Chatzos, it should be okay. Why? Because we learned in the Mishnah, Masechtas Menachos, Aruchaykim, Mutarim, Mechatzos Hayoim, Ulahalon. The people that lived far away from Yerushalayim, so they didn't know when the Karbon Oimer was brought. From Chatzos, they were allowed to bring eat already. Because there's a Chazaka that Bezin takes care of business, and they're going to bring the Karbon Oimer for sure by Chatzos. So meaning, if Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is worried that a year that there's a Beis HaMikdash, you're going to end up doing what you did when there was no Beis HaMikdash. So what he could have said was that don't eat until Chatzos. Why does he have to forbid the Yidden from eating from the Tfuah Chadasha from Chatzos until the end of the day? What's the concern? You can eat before the carbon's brought. The carbon's never brought after Chatzos anyways. So just say from Chatzos, and then you're going to be okay. So the Gemara says, Leitzrichat Ivni Belelya. No, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was trying to address the following scenario. What would be if the Beis HaMikdash was built not 16th day of Nisan during the day, not on the 15th day of Nisan, but it was Leil Tezayin. It was at night. Inami Samach L'Shkiyas Hacham. Or even if a Mamish wasn't at night, but it was close to at night. The point is, the Beis HaMikdash was just built. The Yidden are not going to have enough time to prepare the Karbon Oimer. So it could be in this scenario, the Karbon Oimer will end up being brought after Chatzos. And therefore, if Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is going to tell people you can eat, no problem, your Tfuah Chadasha after Chatzos, you may do it that year, and that year it's going to be an issue. Meaning, ordinarily, there was a Svara, Ein Bezdim Esatzlan. But that's when it's Shonim Kitikunam, where there's a Beis HaMikdash, everything is lined up, Shloishim Yom Kodim L'chag, they're already making preparations. So then, they're efficient. In the worst case scenario, by Chatzos, you know it's done. But what will be if the Beis HaMikdash was just built a few hours ago? So now, this is already an unforeseen type of scenario. Beis Din didn't plan for this. And as a result, he made a good situation. So Rabbi Yechon Azaki made a takana. What was the takana? He said, just don't need it this whole day. Like this, the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and they'll end up bringing the Karbonim, you're not going to know. It's like this, it's not going to be an issue. Rashi asks Akasha, we've spoken about this Rashi in the past, that how is it possible that the Beis HaMikdash maybe will be built at night? Or better, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built on Tezayin Nisan. Tezayin Nisan is Yontif. It's Gemara Masech Teshvuas, Daf Tezvav, where the Gemara says, Ein Binyan Beis HaMikdash Balayla. The Gemara also says, Ein Binyan Beis HaMikdash Doich Yontif. So you have two issues. Number one, Laila. And number two, Yontif. So Rashi says a very big chiddush, and there's a lot of raid on this. That could be this that we find, the idea that the Beis HaMikdash can't be built at night, the Beis HaMikdash can't be built on Yontif. That's talking about if you have artisans, you have people that are building and clapping the Beis HaMikdash, or a renovation, or any binyan Beis HaMikdash that had to be done. But this, that Rabbi Yochanan was addressing, was the Binyan Beis HaMikdash of La'asad Lavei. The Binyan Beis HaMikdash of La'asad Lavei, says Rashi, is going to come down Banui u'meshuchlol min ha-shamayim. And being that it's going to come down from Shamayim, no one's going to build it. It's just going to come down. Oh, if it's going to come down, that Beis HaMikdash could be built at night. That Beis HaMikdash can appear on Yontif because there's no Binyan involved. And a chinami, to build a Beis HaMikdash at night would be a problem. And to build a Beis HaMikdash in Yontif would be a problem. But we're not talking about building Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about a Beis HaMikdash appearing. And a Beis HaMikdash being the scholar, that could happen Malaywa, that can happen on Yontif also. But the bottom line is, why did Rabbi Yechim and Zakai say, Sheyehe Yoim Hanaf Kula Yasser, he made a takana, because even though really, mi ikur adin, as soon as you wake up in the morning on Tezayin Nisan, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, you should be able to eat from the Tvoach Hadasha. But he was worried, if you do that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you may end up doing it when there is a Beis HaMikdash, and when there's a Beis HaMikdash, that's not okay. Because when there's a Beis HaMikdash, then already you need the Karban Omer to allow you to eat from the Tvoach Hadasha. So, the Gemara of Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Nachman Yitzchak had a different shot in Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, in why he made this takano, Sheyehe Yoim Hanav Kula Yasner. He said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amar. It's because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar who holds Min HaToyrah Hu Asr. Rabbi Yehuda has a whole different shita. He holds that Midai Raisa, it's Asr to eat from the Tvua HaChadasha, the entire Tezayin Nisan, if there's no Beis HaMikdash. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, there's a Kula. Then once you bring the carbon, you can eat from it. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's actually Mocham. Then you have to wait until the end of the day. So when Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai said, Sheyehe Yoim Hanaf Kula Yasser, it wasn't a chumra, it wasn't a takana, he was actually stating what the halach is. The Gemara is going to clarify this in a second. But who holds that way? Rabbi Yehuda holds that way. He holds that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to eat the entire day of Tezayin. Sad did Rabbi Yehuda know that? Because the pasuk says, Adatzimayay Mazet. Now, this is the pasuk that we mentioned in the introduction to this part of the Daf. This is the pasuk that Chazal learned that you're allowed to eat from the Tvoach Hadasha when there's no Beis HaMikdash first thing in the morning on Tezayin Nisan. However, Rabbi Yehuda learned the pasuk a little differently. He learned, Adatzimayay Mazet, that means Adi Tzumay Shalyan, until the essence of the day. Okay, here's the punchline. Because so that Rabbi Yehuda holds Adva Ad Bechlal. He holds Adva Ad Bechlal. So when it says in the Torah, the Lechem, the Holy, the charmel loy soichlu ad etzem ayayim hazeh. It's ad va'ad b'chol. You have to wait until the end of the day. But the Gemara says, "Mi savali kavasei? How could you tell me the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in the Mishnah that said yoyim anaf kulo yaser? He made mi ikra din midai raisa the whole yoyim anaf is aser because he holds like this shitas Rabbi Yehuda v'hamiflik palugalad. He clearly doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanan, our Mishnah, mishachar beis hamikdash." Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheyehe Yoim Hanaf Kula Yasser. Didn't it say Hiskin? And if it said the word Hiskin, then obviously, from the word Hiskin, it's implied that it's a takana. And by the way, there's a braisa where the braisa says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Belim Hanaf Torah Hu Yasser. Then why you have to tell me that it's a takana? It's also Hanaf Torah. Dichsiv at Etzem Ayayim Azeh, Adi Tzumay Shal Yoim. So number one, the Lashon Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Hiskin sounds like this was just a takana. And besides, Rabbi Yehuda's arguing. So obviously, he doesn't know like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yehuda, Huda Katai. Really, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai held like Rabbi Yehuda. And when he said, Yoim Anaf Kula Yasser, he meant me Ikra Din. Because Ad Etzema Yoim Azeh, Ad Va'ad Bechlal, you have to wait until the day passes. So what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? Yehuda made a mistake. Who saw Rabbi Yehuda held midrabbana kama? The Rabbi Yechon and Zakei meant this midrabbana. Velohi, it's not true. Midday raisa kama. Really meant midday raisa. Afraid of a hiskin kama, but it says the word hiskin. My hiskin dorash vehiskin. Hiskin usually means a takana, as in a kulo or a chumra. Over here, hiskin doesn't mean that. Here, hiskin means dorash, he said a drasha. He darshened ad etzmayayim azeh ad va'ad bechlal. And then vehiskin, he instituted based on his drasha, but he didn't mean a midrabbana. Really, he meant a midday raisa. So what Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh mean when he said sheyehe yoyim hanaf kulo yasa? We have two pshatim. The first pshat in the Gemara is it was a takana. It was a concern, quote unquote, a hope, a huffening that mehera yibana beis hamikdash, and when the beis hamikdash is going to be built, people may continue to follow the customs that they did when there was no beis hamikdash. So you're going to wake up in the morning at tezayin nisan, you're going to eat from the tefillah kadosh. That's fine if there's no beis hamikdash, but mehera yibana beis hamikdash, and then it's not okay. Then you're going to violate a law in the Torah of alechem akoli v'charma lo yisoichlu, and that's mayim azeh, also known as the iser kadosh. So that's what he was worried about. So therefore, he just made a takana yoyim enef kuliyaset. Don't touch any Chadosh on the Yom Anaf, like this, you'll never run into this issue. Nachman Yitzchak said a whole different shot of Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai. Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai didn't mean it as a takono. This wasn't his chiddush. He darshened advad bechlal. He held midday rice if there's no beis hamikdash. You're not allowed to eat the whole tezayin. What does the lashon hiskin mean? Darash vehiskin. Zok the Mishnah weiter. If the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, kolam alichanas l'alveim l'beis haknesses, the oilam brings their dalad minim to shul before yontif l'machras, and then yontif in the morning mashkimin, the oilam goes to shul uban kalecha ve'echad, and everybody comes and they're makre shaloi. They try to identify their dalad minim benaykloi, and they take their dalad minim. Now, why do you have to be so meticulous to know which is my lulav, which is your lulav? A person cannot fulfill his mitzvah of dal minim on the first day yontif, the lulav eshnal chaver, with somebody else's lulav. As it relates to the rest of yontif, adam yoytze yedei chayvasai belulav eshnal chaver. There already a person can fulfill his mitzvah of dal minim belulav eshnal chaver. But the point is, there's a halach of lochem, and because there's a halach of lochem, the people had to make sure that they had their own dal minim. Now, there's a very big chiddush in this Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to say that on Shabbos, they used to take dal minim. We know we don't take dal minim on Shabbos. This is going to be a sugya that we're going to see, not in tomorrow's daf, but on the following daf. It's the first sugya of the next parak. Ayin Shom, we'll get to there in Metzah Shem. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi said a halacha as it relates to the first day of Sukkot, the falls out on Shabbos. Yom Tov Rishon Shchalis, B'Shabbos, the first day of Sukkot, falls out on Shabbos. The halach is, V'shachach v'oitzi yasa lulav v'shus harabim. If somebody accidentally carried his lulav into a rishus harabim, so at first glance, that's a problem. If he did it b'mezid, that's really bad. And if he does it b'shoigig, at the very least, he would have to bring a karban chatas. But Rabbi Yishni said, Potter, he doesn't have to bring a karban chatas. What do you mean he carried on Shabbos? It's true he did. But in his mind, he thought he was doing a mitzvah. This is Rabbi Yossi Shita of Ta Bidvar Mitzvah, a major sugya, which we're also going to see in a couple of days. But the Gemara is going to begin with the discussion that was really the first sugya of the parak, and that is the idea that on the first day of Sukkot, you can only fulfill your mitzvah of Dalad Minim with Dalad Minim that belongs to you. It has to be Lochem. So again, the Mishnah was discussing where the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. You have a chiyuv to take Dalad Minim midday raisa, but it's also Shabbos. You can't carry a Dalad Minim to Shul. So you bring it to Shul, but make sure you know which is yours. Because the Chachamim said, Ein Adam Yoytzi Dechayvasai Beyond Tefarishan, only on the first day, Belulav Eshal Chavei. The rest of the day, it's fine, but the first day, that's going to be in it. So the Gemara says, not immediately. How do you know that? What's the source to this halacha? So the Gemara says, the Tanu Rabbanan, a braisna that teaches two halachas. We need the second. Ulakachtem. It says in the Torah, Ulakachtem, Lechem B'yem Arishon, Shetehe Lekicha B'yad Kolecha V'echa. It's coming to teach us that every single person needs to take the Dalad Minim. Now, this is an interesting discussion unto itself. There's a Hama Minim in this braisa that maybe you don't have to take your own Dalad Minim. Well, what does that mean? Someone's going to do it for you? So the truth is that the Rishonim and the Achronim discussed this. The Meiri says that the Hava Mina of this Braisa was that maybe you can make a Shliach to take Dalad Minim for you and you can fulfill the mitzvah with Shluchai Shaladam Kemoyesai. Obviously, an interesting topic, but for another day. But the point is, the first Shosh in the Braisa is Ulekachtem. Every single Yiddush and Rabbim, Shnetehe, Lekicha, Biyad, Kolecha, Vecha, Lochem. This is what we need, Mishal Lochem.
that the dalaminim has to belong to you. So if you're going to borrow someone's dalaminim, what's wrong with borrowing dalaminim? Well, it's not okay. Or certainly if you steal it, so the chachamim said from here, can't be yoytzi mitzvah dalaminim the first day sukkahs, with somebody else's lulav, unless the person gifts it to you. So you can't ask your friend, can I please borrow your dalaminim? If he gives it to you as a matana, then it's yours, you will coin it. But as a matana, that's not okay. Now the Gemara is going to tell a story. Maisa, there was a story for Rabbi Gamliel, for Rabbi Yeshua, for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. Show you bomb besfina. They were on a ship. Like how you lulav el Rabbi Gamliel bavan. Rabbi Gamliel was the only one that had a lulav. Shalokhev el of zuz. In fact, the reason he had a lulav was because he had 1,000 zuz to pay for his lulav. It was very hard to find the lulav. Rabbi Gamliel had money, so he took 1,000 zuz and he bought a lulav. Now, not the Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel took the lulav yatzibah and he was yatzibah with it. Venasa the Rabbi Yeshua, and he gave it to Rabbi Yeshua ben Matana. As a matana, not like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua then took the dalad mina v'yatzva. He was yotze. V'nasnei l'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah b'matana. Not Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'yatzva. V'nasnei b'matana the Rabbi Akiva. Not the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva then took it v'yatzva. He was yotze. V'chzira l'Rabbi Gamliel and he gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel. So you see from here that the way to be yotze dalad minim is by borrowing it, or is by taking it as a gift. You can't borrow it. If you borrow it, it'd be a problem, because it's not yours, and wouldn't be lochem. The only way to do it is to do it b'matana. So the Gemara asks two questions as it relates to the story. Two pieces of information that seem to be unnecessary, meaning the Braisa and the Mishnayah sometimes tell stories, but every detail in the story is pertinent to the topic at hand. So the Gemara says there's two pieces that I don't know if we needed to know. Number one, Lamali the Memer Chzira. Why does the Braisa say that after Rabbi Akiva, he was the last of the Tanon that used this lulav and gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel? Why does the Braisa have to say he gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel? What we're trying to say is that they couldn't borrow it, they had to take it to Matan. Okay, point made. Very, very clearly, in fact. Why does it have to say the Chzira? So the Gemara says, Milsa Agavar Chikamashwa. The Braisa said it, there's a reason it said it. It's coming to teach me another halacha. The Matana Menas Lahachzer Shema Matana. Then not only can you fulfill the mitzvah Dalmina with a Matana, but you can fill it with a Matana Menas Lahachzer. So what's a Matana Menas Lahachzer? Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, I'm giving you a Matana, but here's the deal, you have to give it back. In fact, he stipulates a condition in the Matana. The Matana's not a Matana if you give it back. So it's not yours unless you return it. It's a little counterintuitive. But if you give it back, then you fulfilled the Tanai, and if you fulfilled the Tanai, it's going to be yours. So you would think a Matana al-Manas l'Hachzer is inherently a flawed type of bailus. So it shouldn't be okay. So the Gemara says that's why the Braisa said that Rabbi Akiva took it at the end and he gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel to show that this matana wasn't just a matana. He had to give it back. It was a manas lahachzer, kamash malon, matana manas lahachzer, shma matana. And here's the punchline. Even for dalad minim where there's a din lochem. So even though there's a din lochem, matana manas lahachzer heis lochem. The Gemara says, ki odamai rabbi. Rabbi in fact said this. Hei lucha esrig zel manasha tachzi re'uli. If somebody says, take my esrig, however the tanai is, you have to give it back to me. So the loch is like this. Not if he took it, the yatzaboy, and he shook dalad minim, hechziroi, and then he gave it back. He fulfilled the tanai, yatzi is yatzi. Well, yechziroi, if he didn't give it back, lo yatzi is not good. Yatzi, either way, the reason the Braisa mentioned that Rabbi Kiva gave it to Rabbi Gamliel was to tell me an agav chiddush. Not only that there's a din lochem, but the matana amanas lahachzer works as well. And then finally, one more ha'ara on the Braisa. Lovingly, the Mamish lachid elav zuz. Why does it matter that he paid 1,000 zuz? Does it matter how much money Rabbi Gamliel paid for the lulav? Yeah. Lo'idiyachah kamen mitzvahs chavivas aleim. The Braisa is actually coming to show us how much the Tanam loved the mitzvah, that even though it was so expensive, Rabbi Gamliel was willing to take elav zuz, that's an enormous amount of money, and he was willing to spend that kind of money for him to be able to fulfill the mitzvah exhale. So as it relates to the raid, we'll go back to the first part of the daf and discuss the first Gemara after the Mishnah. And that was, the Mishnah said that Nidai Raisa, there's a mitzvah to take Dalad Minim one day outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Ulakachtam lechem b'yayim erishayim. But there's a mitzvah to take Dalad Minim 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. Usmachtam lefnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yom. Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, but when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai made a takana, shen yehei lulav nito b'medina shiva, that you should take the lulav 7 days Medina. And the reason he made that takana was Seichel HaMikdash, because he wanted people to remember the Beis HaMikdash. And when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was Dalet Mina for 7 days. So to remember the Beis HaMikdash, he instituted a takana that even though there's no Beis HaMikdash now, we're going to do what the Yidden used to do when there was a Beis HaMikdash. And that is, we're going to take Dalet Mina for 7 days. And the Gemara says, Minolan Davdin and Seichel HaMikdash. What's the Makar that there's an idea to do something Seichel HaMikdash? Amakra. So Rabbi Yechanan said, it's learned from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The Navi Yirmiyahu said, "Ki ala ruchalach umi makoisayach erpoich no mashem." Chodesh Baruch Hu says, "I'm going to heal the Jews from all their wounds." Why? Kinidacha karolach. Because all the nations of the world refer to the Jews as being cast away from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And then the pasuk says, "Tzion hi doyresh ein la." Tzion, Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash doesn't have a doyresh. There's no one that's looking out for it. There's no one that's seeking it. And as a result, said Rabbi Yochanan, it sounds like the Navi is almost fatainet that Zion he doyresh ein la. Michal the boy drisha, you see from me that you need drisha, and that's the makar to this idea of Zeichel Hamikdash. I saw in the Shiurim from Rabbi Yosha Ber Soloveitchik, so he asked the kasha from the Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Samach Amud Beis. So the Gemara over there is at the very, very end of Perek Cheskes Abatim. It's classic Gemaras. And the Gemara talks about different takanois that the Chachamim instituted after Churban Beis HaMikdash. I'll just read a few. Kach Amru Chachamim. The Chachamim said, Sod Adam Es Beisai Besid U'meshayir Bay Dover Mu'ud. After Churban Beis HaMikdash, a person that's building a house, so if he's putting plaster, he's putting lime in his house, he should be Meshayir Bay Dover Mu'ud. He should leave over a little something. The kama, how much? Amma lama kineged haPesach. Additionally, oisam adam called tzarchei suda. A person after the churban that prepares a big suda, that's great. But umeshayer davar muad, he should leave over a little something. He shouldn't prepare it with the whole shleimus. He should leave a little something out. Oisa isha kol tachshiteha. A woman that's putting on makeup, umeshayer is davar muad. She should leave over a little something. What? And the Gemara says what that is. So Gemara says, what's the makar to all this? You're building a house, leave over a little something. You're preparing a meal. A woman that's beautifying herself should take a little something off. What's the reason for it? Shenemar. It's learned out from a pasuk in Tehillim. We all know the pasuk. In eshkachich Yerushalayim tishkach yemini tidvak l'shoyni l'chiki im lo yes gerechi im lo yales Yerushalayim al roish simchasi. It's because David HaMelech said in Meshkochech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini. A Yid is not allowed to forget. He's not allowed to forget Yerushalayim. Im lo yes gerechi, im lo yales Yerushalayim al roish simchasi. A person has to always remember the Beis HaMikdash. There's an inyan of Zeichel HaMikdash. So Rav Yashuv Soloveitchik asked, he said, I have two gemaras that both talk about Zeichel HaMikdash. And they both discuss dinim, that result from Zeichel HaMikdash, and they bring two completely different makaris. Ichabai Gemara Masechtes Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. But the Gemara says, "We know in Davdin and Zeichel HaMikdash." Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because it says, "Tziyoin hi doyresh ein lo, doyresh ein lo mechal debay drisha." And then we have the pasuk, the Gemara Masechtes Bava Basra Daf Samach Amud Beis at the very end of Cheskes Abatim. In Meshkochech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, Tidbak Vashoini Lachiki, Im Lo Yes Gerechi, Im Lo Yales Yerushalayim, Al Roish Simchasi. The whole pasuk is screaming, and the Gemara there learns out psukim as well. Different dinim. So, Frank Rabbi Yashaber, why do I need two psukim, two sugyas, two drashas to teach me the halacha of Zeichel HaMikdash? So he said a tremendous lamdas. He said, if you look carefully at the two sugyas, they're discussing two completely different halachas. The Gemara in Masechtas Bava Basra is discussing in Yonei Avelos, Sod Adam Es Beisai Besid U'Mishayir Bay Dover Mu'et Oysa Adam Kol Tzarchei Suda U'mishayer davar mu'et. Oysa ishan kol tachshiteh u'mishayeres davar mu'et. A person has to be noyeg avelos even after churban beis hamikdash. Truth is, this is a chiddush. We know there's a zman, there's a tkufa during the year that we have to be noyeg avelos. The Bein HaMetzarim, from Shavuot B'Tammuz until Tisha B'Av, during those 3 weeks, we're noyeg in yonei avelos. As we get closer to Tisha B'Av, so everything intensifies, it ramps up. Then you have Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, and then you have Tisha B'Av, we have Chamisha Inuyim, and these are all in Yonim of Avelos. But the truth is, the whole year, a Yid has to be Noyeg Avelos on Yerushalayim. In Eshkochech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, Tidbak L'Shoini L'Chiki, Im Loyas Gerechi, is not only true during the 3 weeks, it's not only true on Chodesh Av, it's not only true on Tisha B'Av, it's true a whole year.
The entire year, a Yid on some level has to be mindful of the Beis HaMikdash. And he has to remember Churban Beis HaMikdash. And he has to mourn Churban Beis HaMikdash. And there are halachas. And the Gemara here mentions a few, and there's a whole chelik in Shulchan Aruch, a whole simon that talks about different dinim that a Yid is supposed to be noyik after the Churban 365 days a year because of this pasuk in Eshkochech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini. But this is the sugya in Bava Basra. It's talking about avelus on Churban Beis HaMikdash. The sugya, Mesach, the sugya daf mem aleph, our daf, is talking about a mitzvah that chazal, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was mesakein zeichel mikdash. Once upon a time, there was no inyan in taking dalad minim outside of the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days. Usmachtem lefnei Hashem alikechem shivas yomim. But outside, it was ulakachtem lechem b'yom rishon. But as a zeichel mikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said we should take dalad minim for 7 days. That has nothing to do with avelus. That has nothing to do with avelus. So said Rabbi Yosheber, what's these two sugyas? You have one sugya that talks about Zeichel and Mikdash in the context of avelus. You have another sugya that talks about Zeichel and Mikdash in the context of just doing a mitzvah that was once done. Bisman Shebeis HaMikdash Ayikayim. So he said, the chiluk is like this. Avelus on the Beis HaMikdash is mourning the Beis HaMikdash that we once had and clogging over the fact that we don't have it anymore. A person mourns over a loss. That's what avelus is by definition. So, im eshkochech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini, im tidbak v'shoyni l'chiki im lo yaskerechi, a yid has to mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We have to remember there was once a bayis rishon where we had Nevi'im, and that because of the Zorah Gila Raish Shmichas Tomim, it was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzradim. We have to remember that there was a Bayis Sheni in the Tkufa of the Tanon that was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam and because of Lashon Hara. And we need to mourn the fact that we don't have it anymore. There's an Avelus Yeshana. This is something that every Yid has to do. It's more intense during certain times of the year, the Bein HaMetzarim, with the climax being on Tisha B'Av. But at the same time, the whole year, there's a Din Avelus on the Beis HaMikdash that we don't have anymore. It's looking back and mourning, and that's the sugya of Bava Basra, and that's what we learn from the Meshkochich Yerushalayim Tidbak Tishkach Yemini and Tidbak L'shoyni L'chikim Lo Yaskerechi. Abba Sedrib Yashaber, the sugya in sukkah is a different sugya. What was the makar to Zeichel Mikdash in our sugya? Tziyoin hi doyresh ein lo. What does it mean to be doyresh Yerushalayim? To be doyresh Yerushalayim means not to think about the Beis HaMikdash that we lost, but it's to be Dairish, the Beis HaMikdash that is going to be built. The truth is, this pasuk of Tziyain Hi Dairish Ein Lo is really a pasuk in the Torah. It's in Parashas Re'eh, I think. The pasuk says, Loisasun came la Hashem Elokeichem, ki elam amokim ashiyivcha Hashem Elokeichem, mikol shivteichem, lasum eshmoisham, v'shichnoi sidrishu, uvasa shama. V'shichnoi sidrishu. There's a mitzvah to be Dairish, the Makam Ashchina. The Ramban brings us a free, the Ramban Allah Torah on this pasuk, and says, Tidrishu Duroish Alpi Navi, that you're supposed to go to a Navi, and you're supposed to try to figure out, and try to do whatever you can do, so that there should be a Beis HaMikdash. And the Ramban, after he brings this a free, says, V'chein Ata Moitza B'David. What does he mean? David HaMelech said, in Etin Shnas Le'enai Lafapai Tnuma Ad Emtzel Makim L'Hashem. David HaMelech was up at night. David HaMelech knew he wasn't going to build the Beis HaMikdash. But he knew there was a mitzvah of L'shich Le'sidrish U'vasa Shama. And the Gemara says in Zvachim that he darshim psukim to try to figure out how you build the Beis HaMikdash, where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be built. And then he went, then he bought the property. So like this, one day there'd be a Beis HaMikdash. Not for him, his son Shlomo would build the Beis HaMikdash. He knew he wasn't going to build the Beis HaMikdash. But at the same time, he had a mitzvah of L'shich Le'sidrish U'vasa Shama. There's a mitzvah to be doyrish. There's a mitzvah to try to figure out where the Makom HaMikdash is going to be. There's a mitzvah to do whatever you can possibly do to be doyrish, to try to bring to farsh the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban brings another pshat. The Ramban says, what does it mean? L'shichnoi sidrishu shetelchu me'eretz marchakim v'tishalu ono derech Beis Hashem v'toimru ishal re'yeyu l'chu v'nale el har Hashem el Beis Elikei Yisrael k'loshon tzion yishalu derech heinofineyem. So the Ramban says that people are going to come from far away and they're going to want to arrive in the Beis HaMikdash and they're going to ask people, V'toimru ishal re'eyu l'chu v'nale el Hashem el Beis HaLikei Yisrael. The Ramban seems to be describing
the scene of the Oile Regalim, where the Yidden went to be Oile Regal, and apparently they didn't have ways that they can simply put the address in and figure out where you're supposed to go. But there was an idea of Shetelchum Eretz Marchakim V'Tishalu Ono Derech Beis Hashem. Reb Shmuel Yankiv and his Oisle Yaakov on Parashas Re'eh, he brings from the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish said, we know the Gemara says in Masechtes Makis, that Tochen Locha Haderech, that if somebody was Ritzech B'Shoigig, so the girl Adam was able to kill him. So what was his safe haven? If he runs to the Neir Miklat, one of the Bata Elavim, that's when he would be safe. So the Pasuk says that they used to put up signs and there were ways for the Ritzeach B'Shoigig to know the fastest route for him to be able to get to the Ir Miklat, because like this he'd be able to save himself. So the Chazon Ish asks that how come they didn't do the same thing for the Oile Regal? There should have been big signs that says, oh, if you're going to be Oile Regal, just go straight this amount of kilometers, this amount of miles. They could have had arrows and things. You would think it would have been very, very possible. It's mashma, wasn't like that. The Pasuk says, Shetelchum Yeretz Marchakim V'Tishalu. What if they ask for? Why did they have signs? There was a Tochen Lohem HaDerech for the Goy Ladam, from the Reitzech B'Shoyu. Why didn't they have it for the Yidin that were over Regal? So the Chazon Ish said, Hein Hein Advarim. Because here there's a mitzvah, the Shichnoi Sidra Shuvu Basa Shama. There's a mitzvah to be Doirish. There's a mitzvah to not just Davin Vili Rishalayim Mircha Barachim and Tasha, but to actually try to do something about it, to be do whatever you can do to be Doirish in as much as possible. The Chen Motzinu, Chen Atamoitze B'David, says the Ramban. And that's what David HaMelech did. But either way, Rav Yashaber said, that's a whole different idea. That's this Zeichel HaMikdash that we're talking about. Tziyayin hi Doirish Ein La. This is remember the Beis HaMikdash, but not mourn the Beis HaMikdash that we lost. This is an idea of being mamchish the Beis HaMikdash, that the Yid can be able to see and visualize and witness that there was a musig once of 7 days of Dal Aminim, and then he's going to be Mavasedra. But it says, Ulakachtam Lechem B'Yayim Arishan. So the Teretz says, no, this is Zeichel HaMikdash. This is, you have to remember the Star Beis HaMikdash. So like this, that will be an impetus. It'll motivate. It's like this, you'll be Doirish the Beis HaMikdash. But the point is, the Gemara, the Bava Basra, that's discussing Avelos. Avelos is crying over something that happened in the past. This is Tziyoni Doirish Ein La. Michal Dabai Drisha. Drisha is not about the past. Drisha is about the Avar. There's a Zeichel HaMikdash, as in Zeichel HaMikdash Bayis Rishon, and Zeichel HaMikdash Bayis Sheni. But then there's a Zeichel HaMikdash, that Zeichel HaMikdash, which is really the Bayis HaShlishi, the Sugyim Bava Basra Dav Samach, that's all about Avelos, and Meshkochech Yerushalayim. You can't forget the Yerushalayim that we once had. That's about Avelos. That's what all the examples the Gemara gives are Avelos big examples. That's about remembering and not forgetting the Beis HaMikdash that was. But Tziyon Hi Doirish Ein La, that's about being Doirish the Bayis HaShlishi. And somehow, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's takana of taking the Dal Aminim 7 days is included in the Doirish Ein La. But the point is, it's two different sugyas, hence there's two different sukkim. That's the first aura. The second aura is, the Chasam Sofer, right here on this Gemara, Masechtes Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph says, that it's mashma, that the idea, Sheyehei Lulav Nito B'Medina Shiva, was mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. No, it's not just mashma. That's what the Mishnah says. But the Chasam Sofer says that if you think about it, it's a little bit of a chiddush, because it would seem then that after Churban Bayis Rishon, they never made such a takana. This takana was a takana that was made after Churban Bayis Sheni. But he says after Churban Bayis Rishon, it sounds a little bit like there was no such takana. And the Chasam Sofer wonders out loud, why not? He says, why is it that after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you don't find that the Nevi'im and the Gedolim and the Manhigim, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, they made a takana that you should go and you should take the lulav b'medina shiva zeichel hamikdash. And the truth is, there are many takanas throughout Shas, the fourth parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted certain things zeichel hamikdash, and you find that it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one that did that. But you don't find that the Nevi'im and that the Manhigim after Bayis Rishon did. And the Chasam Sofer is worth seeing inside, because there's a lot there. But just one punchline as it relates to Inyoneinu, and that is the Chasam Sofer says something that you have to be the Chasam Sofer to say. And that is, there was a taina on the Manhigim after Bayis Rishon that they did not go and make things Zeichel HaMikdash. Because Zeichel HaMikdash is like we just said, it's Tziyon Hi Doirish Ein La Mechlal Deboi Drisha. And there was on some level a taina on the Yidden who lost the first Beis HaMikdash that they didn't want the second Beis HaMikdash badly enough. And that's why they never made this takana. And says the Chasam Sofer, maybe That's why when the second Beis HaMikdash was built, it wasn't built with the Ganze Ganzkeit. But rather, the second Beis HaMikdash, when it was built, it was a replacement Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara says in Yuma Chafala from the base that there were five things that were lacking in the second Beis HaMikdash that we had in the first Beis HaMikdash. Why were they lacking? Why didn't the second Beis HaMikdash come back Bishnoi Musa? So the truth is that the Gemara says in Yuma, it's because not all the Yidden went to Eretz Yisrael at the time of the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. Abahogufa, why didn't they go? It's because there was a chesaron in Deir Sheimla. Mechlal Dubai Yitrisha, and they didn't fulfill, they didn't want it badly enough. You see, there were so many Jews that were still living in Babel. 42,360, that was the number that's mentioned. That's the census in the beginning of Sefer Ezer. That's how many Yidden went to Eretz Yisrael in the beginning of Bayesheni. But everybody else stayed behind. And there was a time of why the Yidden didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. And says the Chassam Sofer, maybe, because the Yidden didn't go. And you see, they didn't make a takon of Zeichel HaMikdash. He said, that's precisely the reason, said the Chassam Sofer, that the second Beis HaMikdash never became the real replacement. It was never the Gula HaSidah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai understood that. And that's why after Churban Bayis Sheni, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted to be Mesakin there. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, we're going to go into a Golos now, and we're going to go into a Golos. We have to make sure that this is going to be a Beis HaMikdash. So he said, you know what we need to do? What we need to do is we're going to make Takonis Zeichel HaMikdash. And if this is going to be Takonis that are going to be Zeichel HaMikdash, so that's going to be the way. That's going to be the Eitzah. That's the Tachbula. That's the strategy. That's the Skula. So like this, we can be assured that when the Beis HaMikdash is built, it's going to be the Gula HaSidah. It's going to be the real Beis HaMikdash. So the Chassam Sofer says that Tosfos here in the Sugya asks Akasha. Tosfos says, the Mishnah, we're learning Perek Lulav HaGazel, and discusses Allah about Talud Minim. Barishayna hayalulav nito b'mikdash shiva. Ubimedina yaymecha. Shchar Beis HaMikdash. Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Sheyei lulav nito b'medina shiva zeichel HaMikdash. And then the Mishnah throws in another takana that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said. And that is, v'sheyei yoyim hanaf kuloy aser. That on the 16th day of Nisan, the day that the Korban Oimer was once brought, you shouldn't be able to eat from the Korban Oimer. And the Gemara said, why not? What's the big deal? So there were two pshatim in the Gemara, but the first pshat in the Gemara was because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai felt Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, the Yoimru, etc., etc., etc. Freaked, Toisfis. I don't understand. Why did the Mishnah bring that takana? The Shiyehe Yoim Hanav Kula Yasser? What's the point? Now, don't tell me it's because, oh, we're mentioning a takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so let's mention another takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. If you're going to go down that road, Frey Toysfis, takona is tuva. There were many, many takonas that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakin. So why would you only mention this additional takona? Why not mention all the takonas? Why are we mentioning the original takona? That's Perkul of Agosel. That's what we're talking about. But why should you hear Yoim Anaf Kulay Yasser? So the Chassam Sofer said, the Lefize, maybe this is a Teretz of Tosfos Kasha. He said, why? Because what was the Nehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara clarified in the first Teretz. The Beis HaMikdash might be built when? On Yontif. The whole Indian is it's going to be built on Yontif. Freak Rashi Akasha. We spoke about this Rashi when we learned the Daf. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be built on Yontif. It can't be built on Yontif. And the Gemara shall be built at night. What's the Teretz? The Teretz is, because we're talking about the third Beis HaMikdash, and the third Beis HaMikdash is going to come down Mishamayim. No one's going to have to build the third Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be Nisgal. It's going to be revealed. It's going to be Banuyu Meshuchlo. And like this, you're not going to have to build it. So said the Chassam Sofer, that's why the Mishnah threw in this Takana. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went and he made a Takana Zeichel HaMikdash. What was the inyan of Zeichel HaMikdash? Because like this, he wanted to fulfill the Pasuk of Tziyoni Dairish Ein La, Dairish Ein La Mechlal Dabay Yidrisha. And he didn't want to repeat the mistake that the Yidden made after Churban Bayis, which was there were no takanas of Zeichel HaMikdash, and Yidden didn't go to Eretz Yisrael, and they weren't doirish the Beis HaMikdash as much as they should have, said the Chassam Sofer. And that's why when the Beis HaMikdash came, what they get? They got Bayis Sheni, which was not Bayis Rishon, and certainly not Bayis Shlishi. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai wanted to be Mesakin that, so he made a takana that we should take Dalud Minim Zeichel HaMikdash. By doing that, we'll be Dairish the Beis HaMikdash. You know what's going to happen if we're Dairish the Beis HaMikdash? Then there's going to be another Beis HaMikdash. And that Beis HaMikdash is going to be the Bayis HaShlishi. And the Bayis HaShlishi is going to come down Banuyu Meshuchlo. Oh, it's going to come down Banuyu Meshuchlo. It may come out at night. It may come on Yontif. If it's going to come on Yontif, now we have a problem. What's going to be with the Korban Oimer? That's the Hemshech Zed Chassam Sofer. That's the connection between the Takana of Dalud Minim 7 days Begvulim and between the Takana of Shei Yoyim Anaf Kulei Yasa. But this is the Yesoid of the Chassam Sofer, which is the Yesoid Nifla. He says that really, when Klai Yisrael's Mekayim the Drisha, when they're Doresh properly, that's when the Gula is going to come. And there was a time after Bayis Rishon, all the Jews that didn't want to go to Bayis Sheni, and the fact that you don't find anywhere any takonas that were made in the same vein, there are Yochanan and Zakkai made takonas after Churban Bayis Sheni, and it was all on some level a taina, and that's why the second Beis HaMikdash wasn't the Beis HaMikdash. I saw the Chasam Sofer in Teiras Moshe on the pasuk that we mentioned earlier, L'shichnoi Sidrishu, Uvasa Shama. So says the Chasam Sofer, quote, Al derech habolit tayr mesayin oisai. Imrak tidrosh shlavoi. If a person wants, if a person's doyresh, if he's l'shichnai sidrishu, then tia batuach shetavoi shama. Kin yishlach mikta, mikoydish ezrecha. Because that's going to bring the geula. At the end of the day, there's a quid pro quo. There's a midah kenegan midah. L'shichnai sidrishu, and if you do that, then uvasa shama. But just to end, with one final classic ha'ara that I heard from Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky Shlita, shared this with me a little while back, and that is, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, even though once upon a time the Dalet Minim was taken only in the Beis HaMikdash 7 days, but outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it was only one day. But Meshachar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shinyei Lulav Nito B'Medina Shiva, Zeichel HaMikdash. And then the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made another takana. He said, Shinyei Yoim Hanaf Kula Yasser. And Tosfos asks the kasha that we just mentioned, that why do you have to mention this other takon? Oh, because we mention one, we'll mention the other. If you're mentioning the other, mention the others. There's so many other. Tuva takon is tikkun. Frey Toises, so why are you only mentioning this takon? So he told me a story, and this is a gerem maisa that Rav Moshe Betzalel alter. He was the brother of the Imrei Emes. He once met the Brisker Rav at a dacha, and they were talking and learning, and somehow the conversation ended up in this sugya and in this Toises. So Rav Moshe Betzalel told the Brisker Rav, he says, I'm going to tell you a teretz that I heard the Tosfos Kasha from my brother, the Imrei Emes, from the Gerer Rebbe. He said, you want to know what the connection was between these two takanas? He said that after the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Yidden were mourning the Churban, and it was the darkest of times in Jewish history. Those Gemaras that we mentioned earlier, Bava Basra, Daf Samach, talk about the state of the Union, what was going on at the times of the Churban. It was the low point in Jewish history. And it was very, very sad and solemn. And Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai went and he made takanas. He said, what we need to do is, we need to be mesaken things that we should be able to remember the Beis HaMikdash. And the Ger Rebbe said, that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made the takana of Zeichel HaMikdash. He said, the Yidden got worried. Because they realized, maybe we're going to be here for the long haul. Maybe the reason Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai feels that he needs to make these takonas, Zeichel HaMikdash, is because we're about to enter a longer galus. After Churban Bayis Rishon, there was no such takonas. Now he's making these takonas, probably because the Beis HaMikdash isn't going to be built anytime soon. And as a result, we're going to be in galus for a longer bit in Reveg. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai feels he needs to make a takonas. And Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, the great leader that he was able to feel the pulse of the people. And he realized the way he reacted. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, I'm going to make another takana. And the other takana was, Sheyehei Yoyim Hanav Kula Yasa. And why do you say, Sheyehei Yoyim Hanav Kula Yasa? My timer, the Gemara says, because Meheir Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The Yoyim, people are going to say, Ishtakid, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, don't misread it. Don't think that because I'm making the takana of Zeichel HaMikdash, that necessarily means that we have to be in galus for a long time. Because Mitzad Sheni, it's Shaykh, the Beis HaMikdash will be built right away. So he said, Mitzad Echot Zeichel HaMikdash. Oh, but Mitzad Sheni, Altis Yayesh. Mitzad Sheni, you should know that in 1 second, Pisoim Yovoy, in a Shuas Hashem Keherifayin. And the Yid has to know that at the same time, Meheri Yibon HaBeis HaMikdash. And that was the Shaykhis. The Shaykhis was, this was the Nechama, this was the Chizuk, that the Yid were feeling down about the Takan of Zeichel HaMikdash. So he came right back. He countered with another takana, and this takana was about hope. This was a takana about Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. And the way the story goes, that after the Brisker Rav heard what Rav Moshe Betzalel told him in the name of the Ger Rebbe, he was mole his spilus. He had tremendous, tremendous hana from the Charifas of the Ger.